So you may have heard in the news that Israel is running a 10-nation cyber warfare attack simulation, targeting the financial infrastructure with cyber warfare. And they say this is part of the effort to strengthen the defenses against such attacks in the future. Of course, the rest of us know that globalists, anytime they want to do something themselves, like unleash a bioweapon, they run a simulation and then they just take it live. And so a lot of people suspect this is exactly what's happening. Israel and the United States, when they team up, they can inflict some serious cyber warfare damage on infrastructure, including domestic infrastructure. So we know that cyber attacks on the U.S. financial institutions and perhaps the power grid itself are going to be used as a cover story for the global financial reset. This will be used to initiate war with China, most likely, or, you know, to blame China for this. And at the same time, explain to the American people why their money is no longer accessible, or why there's a dollar reset, or why there's a cryptocurrency reset, why everybody's losing their money, why the food stamps don't work, and so on. They're going to blame it on China. And it's actually going to be the U.S. and Israel working together with this false flag operation. Now, what a lot of people don't think about in these scenarios is the secondary effects of the taking down of the financial infrastructure. Society is barely held together on any given day. The rule of law almost does not exist in America anymore. The police are outnumbered and they're leaving. Cops are getting out of these cities as quickly as possible. If you add into that, kind of like throwing gasoline on a bonfire, the collapse of the food stamp system, then you will have almost instant riots in every major city across America, whether it's in a blue state or a red state, instant riots. Because, you know, a significant portion of America, over 40 million people, I mean, maybe it's 45 million at this point, that's 45 million families, I should say, depend on food stamps, government food assistance, just to put food on the table. And in addition to the federal programs, the SNAP program, there are state-level programs and some city-level programs as well. And there are food banks, you know, soup kitchens and so on. So just the idea of having the banking system frozen for even as little as 48 hours would halt the transactional food acquisition supply chain. So no one could purchase food. Grocery stores couldn't purchase food. And also they couldn't sell food because the banks aren't working. You know, Walmart couldn't process government food stamps. And individuals could not even take money out of ATMs in order to buy food with cash. And most people don't really have any cash because they're used to running around with debit cards all the time. So you would have almost instant riots, revolt across the country. And make no mistake, this is exactly what Obama wants. And yes, I say Obama on purpose because he is still the strategist behind the Obama regime. And he wants to see America gutted. He wants to see America destroyed from within. He wants to see, you know, blood in the streets and so on. This has been his goal, I think, from day one. He was actually brought up by a communist/Marxist family and indoctrinated to be the person that helps destroy America. And he spent 8 years doing that as president, and he's continuing to do it now as the puppet master behind Biden. So when this happens, even if you have cash, it will be so dangerous to go out and get food that you won't want to be involved in that process anyway. Now, I forgot who was telling me this the other day. A friend of mine, he said 47 days. 47 days is how long it takes people to starve to death. 47 days without food. And every military of the world knows this, including the U.S. military. If you can survive 47 days on your own without even trying to go to the grocery store, things may significantly calm down after those 47 days because a lot of people will have already starved to death. A lot of people will have been killed through the violence. There will be, you know, even though initially there'll be a lot of violence and fighting and looting and robberies of people coming out of grocery stores and so on, home invasions looking for food. Those activities may significantly calm down after some period of time. I think 47 days is not long enough because some people, well, a lot of people will be able to sustain themselves by looting and robbing and so on. I think it's going to take about 90 days, maybe even 120 days for a lot of this to shake out. And for those, let's say 3 to 4 months, you do not want to be going to the grocery store, period, because it'll be too dangerous. If you do go, they may follow you. Some thief may follow you home and try to rob you at home. Or you may be robbed in the parking lot. Or who knows, robbed in the store. I don't know. In times that are desperate, people do desperate things. So you're going to want to stay out of that for several months. And that right there is reason to have several months of backup food where you don't need to go to the store for months. Should you have 6 months of food that you can really live on for 6 full months? Absolutely. Should you have a year's worth of food? Well, in my view, the more the better, especially since you may have friends or family members coming to you or neighbors who need some help, and you may have to help cover them, or they might end up attacking you and taking your food or dying. You don't want to see anybody die. You want to help people. So yeah, you're going to need a lot more food than just the amount to take care of yourself. And are you going to need ammunition and firearms for self-defense? Absolutely. So just, I'm not going to go through the whole list here, but this is about basic prepping. All the things that we talk about as preppers: backup communications, emergency medicine and first aid, sanitizers, firearms, ammunition, all that kind of stuff. You know, night vision optics, thermal optics, and food, and ways to cook food off-grid without electricity. You know, silver to barter with, especially junk silver, you know, so-called constitutional silver coins. You're going to need all this stuff. Most people don't have it. A lot of people won't make it. And America and probably other nations will be driven into abject chaos during this time. The safest place for you to be is hunkered down in your own home. And the only way to do that is to make sure that you aren't lacking something that you have to go out and get. Stockpile now so you can stay home, stay out of the fray, avoid the chaos, wait for people to either calm down or starve out, frankly, one or the other. And then society will be restored slowly over time at the community level. And you know, the future is going to go on, but you got to survive the chaos. So that's my short advice on this topic. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighton.com. All right, be safe. Take care.